We had a woman on the programme earlier called Sinead who was talking about a drug that she was using that improved her sex life. And a number of women have been in touch with us asking me to repeat the name of the drug. We've just double checked because it just came through in conversation. And we're not recommending the drug, by the way. We're saying, as we always say, when any form of medication is mentioned on the programme, please take the advice from your medical expert. But the drug that Sinead did make reference to is called Teosal. Teosal. It's spelled T-E-O-S-A-L. And it has been giving Sinead more enjoyment in the bedroom. And some women are asking about it. It's called Teosal. And talk to your GP, please. Right. Ricky Rowledge is from an organisation called the Council for Homeless NI. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ricky, you wanted a platform in relation to the homeless on the countdown to the festive time.
Absolutely. This week is, I suppose, the 11th time we have had a specific week set aside to raise awareness about homelessness in Northern Ireland. And I thought this was an opportunity to have a chat with you, talk a little bit about homelessness, and maybe give an idea of what kind of events are going on that people in the public might be able to go along and support their local project.
Maybe you could just remind us of the definition of homelessness, because the people who are homeless come in many guises, don't they?
They do indeed. Homelessness, so to many people, homelessness would be rough sleeping and people who perhaps don't have even a roof over their head. But every year for the last 10 years in Northern Ireland, around 20,000 households, so that's single people, families, have gone along to the housing executive because they haven't actually had a home of their own. And people can become homeless for any reason, can't afford their rent, lose their jobs, have a relationship breakdown, may have problems with their health, their mental health, or addiction problems, but it can happen to anyone, Frank. And I suppose this week is for us to just raise awareness of that, that homelessness isn't just about those few people that you might see who have really serious problems and are begging and living on the streets, but about all those other people who just don't have a home to call their own.
Is it a more poignant issue on the countdown to Christmas?
Oh, I think it is. For anybody, I mean, yeah. If you think, what is the time of year when people come home? You know, even if they've been working abroad or they're living abroad, they go to visit their family, the house is decorated, there's presents, and it's a time of year that is really treasured by most of us. And imagine if you're living in shared accommodation with people that you don't choose to live with, that you have to get on with, where you're restricted in what times you can come in and out very often for health and safety grounds, and that you just don't have all of those, literally, home comforts around you that we all take for granted at Christmas time.
What sort of numbers are we talking about here?
At any one time, there are probably around about 3,000 people living in temporary accommodation in Northern Ireland. So there probably are around about 3,000 households who will not be in their own homes over Christmas.
So we're in the throe of what is known as Homeless Week. What are the main events, Homelessness Week?
Well, in Homelessness Week, there's three things we do. One is do what I'm doing now and draw attention to the fact that we do have homeless people in our population. Secondly, to say that there shouldn't be a stigma around this and it can happen to anybody. And thirdly, really just to celebrate the work of the organisations that support homeless people day in, day out, week in, week out, throughout the year. So many of the events are actually just for organisations themselves. But there are a number of things that people can come along and sort of find out a bit about homelessness and also support the organisation. So at the moment for this week within Art Cetera in 43 Rosemary Street, there is an art exhibition called Still Somebody, Voices for Change, some fantastic photographic work taken by homeless people about how their lives have changed. There are a number of different information days. And there's going to be Welcome Organisation, which is our biggest street outreach organisation. It's having a street gems project. So they're selling jewellery and crafts tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in 28 Townsend Street. There's going to be a fundraising event by Welcome and Simon Community in Filthy McNasty's tomorrow night from 10 p.m. until 3 a.m. And all the proceeds will go to support those organisations. Something that's really interesting is the street soccer Northern Ireland, which we're very good at, and we've been to the world tournaments. They are having at the Grosvenor Community Centre in Grosvenor Road a five-a-side tournament between 1:30 and 4:30. And it might be well contacting, actually, the Skeena Centre in the Newton Ards Road if you fancy putting in a team for that. And then there's going to be a sleep out on Friday night at Belfast City Hall, And if you contact Kieran, K-I-E-R-A-N, at homelessbelfast.org, you may be able to participate in that, or at least be able to donate towards the work they do in street outreach, which is absolutely invaluable.
Here's the good news. It's the first mild night of the week, Friday night.
Absolutely.
The clouds coming in, the temperatures are going to be up. The barnacles would have been frozen off them earlier in the week.
Certainly would have.
It's just a reminder that there are people who don't have much heat during the course of this winter.
There are. And also people who very often won't, not even if they're not sleeping out, maybe sharing with family and friends, maybe in squats, and maybe very, very cold and virtually unable to feed themselves as well. And I think we do need to sort of try our best to remember those people at this time of year.
Ricky, one final question. Mm-hmm. Are you with those who go out? Are you supportive of groups that go out and give food and soup to people who are on the street? Or do you see that as an interruption to the service?
I think there are two ways of looking at this. I think that it's wonderfully compassionate and generous, and I know that it's very helpful to people. But those organisations, what I would suggest is that they get in contact with organisations like the Welcome Centre to make sure that people not only are being fed, but also are then getting into housing or getting other kinds of support. Because we don't want to actually attract and keep people on the streets, Frank, by feeding them. What we want to do is to feed them and then make sure that they take the next step, which is into accommodation and ultimately into the kind of support that can lead them back into their own homes in the community.
Yeah, that creates quite a debate that we've had this on the radio before. Yeah. But Ricky, thanks for highlighting it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Okay.
Not a bother. Thank you. Ricky Rowledge, who is with the Council for Homeless NI. Your opinions, always invited to be on this programme. Whatever your attitude is to a topic, whatever indeed line of thought you have, we will give you a chance to express it here on the radio on U105. 90333105 is that main number. How many women in this country want advice on this drug? Let me repeat it again. It is Teosal, T-E-O-S-A-L, but we do recommend that you talk to your GP before you use any drug that you hear about on the radio.
Playing only the very best of today's new music. This is U105.
One day you say you love me, the next you tell me you don't. One day you say you will, but the next you tell me you won't. Hey little baby, there ain't much point me hanging around, yeah. One day you make me feel that your love is in my hands. One day you say you'll stay, but the next you're changing your plans. Hey little baby, ain't much point in hanging around. Cause if you ain't got You hang around with people who I start to make you cry.